USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The president says U.S. troops may remain in Afghanistan beyond his August 31st deadline. In an interview with ABC News, President Biden said that troops would remain in the country until all American citizens have been evacuated.
We're going to do everything in our power to get all Americans out and our allies out.
Does that mean troops will stay beyond August 31st if necessary?
It depends on where we are and whether we can get ramp these numbers up to 5,000 to 7,000 a day coming out. If that's the case, they'll all be out.
Officials believe between 10 and 15,000 Americans are in Afghanistan, with another 50 to 65,000 Afghans that the administration wants to evacuate. Biden says the goal is to begin to airlift 5,000 to 7,000 people out a day. The State Department says that about 2,000 people have been evacuated in the last 24 hours. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Health officials officially recommended COVID booster shots Wednesday for those who have been fully vaccinated to shore up their protection against the virus. The plan calls for a third shot 8 months after people receive their second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy explains that a review of new data showing that protection from the initial round of vaccine declines over time, leading to the decision on a booster dose.
Even though this new data affirms that vaccine protection remains high against the worst outcomes of COVID, we are concerned that this pattern of decline we are seeing will continue in the months ahead, which could lead to reduced protection against severe disease, hospitalization, and death. That is why today we are announcing our plan to stay ahead of this virus by being prepared to offer COVID-19 booster shots to fully vaccinated adults 18 years and older.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More on our top story now as evacuation efforts continue at Kabul's airport as thousands of Americans and Afghans attempt to leave the country. The State Department said Wednesday that another 2,000 people were airlifted down over the last 24 hours, but there are reports of people unable to make it to Hamid Karzai International Airport because of Taliban checkpoints in the city. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman also said that processing people for evacuations is being accelerated, and almost 5,000 more people have been processed to leave. General David Petraeus led U.S. forces in Afghanistan during the Obama administration and tells Fox News that getting out those Afghans that assisted the American mission in the country need to be prioritized and evacuated.
Let's ask about what it is that we're going to do to meet the moral obligation that we have, in particular to the battlefield interpreters, that Senator Cotton will remember well, were really crucial elements of what it is that we did. They qualified for a special immigrant visa if they served two or more years on the ground. We owe them now. They put their lives and the lives of their families in jeopardy because of that service. So what are we really going to do to expedite what has been a terribly bureaucratic process for some three administrations? Keep in mind that was approved, that SIV, all the way back at the end of the Bush administration. And we've never accelerated the process the way that should have been the case, especially as the previous administration announced its desire to withdraw. And then this one carried through with that withdrawal.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.